We're back with Dr. Keith Dreyer of Massachusetts General Hospital talking about meaningful use. And Dr. Dreyer, does the increased emphasis on EHRs require radiologists and their employers, facilities, imaging centers, et cetera, to think differently about the practice of radiology in any way?
Well, I think it's going to be fundamentally different over time how we do practice medicine, and I think that's the goal of the health IT bill and effort. When you look at meaningful use and what the EHRs will provide us, it's an awful lot more information and ways to measure quality than we've had before. A PQRI initiative from CMS was similar to this effort when it comes to quality measures, but we're going to see a lot more quality measures and a lot more emphasis on quality in the way that we practice. So I think to answer your question succinctly, we'll be capturing a lot more information on the patient. We'll be forced to share information with our colleagues in other facilities. And then we will be persuaded to increase the quality and be able to monitor that and report that to CMS.
Okay, and in getting kind of into the nitty-gritty a little bit into some of the requirements, the CPOE requirements for phase one do not include or do not appear to include the ordering of diagnostic imaging exams. Do you expect this to change as things roll along here in the future?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt in what had happened in the final rule from CMS. If you look at it, the interim rule that came out with the 25 measures is really where CMS wants to go, and that's where they're going to head over the next 3 or 4 years. One of the things that they backed off on, as you mentioned, was CPOE just being needed for drug ordering. So radiology, pathology got pulled out. But as another indicator to this, if you look at the ONC's rule for certification for CPOE, it requires that you're able to do drugs as well as lab and radiology. So you can see it's just a matter of time before we're all going to head in that direction.
And how about clinical decision support, another big topic? Could you talk a little bit about the clinical decision support rules that participating radiologists must implement and track and what some of those examples might be?
Sure. So now this is you need to kind of just, you know, think through this a couple different ways. So what we're all used to thinking of when we talk about radiology decision support is the decision support that is at the point of order for a clinician to order a radiology procedure, such as a high-cost medical imaging modality, such as CT or MR, right? But that doesn't apply to radiologists who are trying to become eligible for meaningful use. So in the case where a radiologist has to use decision support, which they will have to for meaningful use, it will be centered maybe around more such things as protocoling of procedures, or even be able to use standard processes when they're about to report out a case, say a standard ways to look at masses and to report on them and to follow up, or to manage their recommendations that they perform as well.
Okay. And kind of shifting gears a little bit, how can technologies like RIS and or even maybe PACS help radiologists comply with the rules either now or in the future as the private sector works with facilities and folks like yourself?
Well, there's a website that's set up called radiologymu.org, MU for meaningful use, that talks about some of this exactly. I mean, why bother trying to purchase anything else that you may already have inside your shop that you could use? But the RIS and PACS vendors are very aware of meaningful use, and they're in the process of trying to figure out what components they need to certify and what other components they need to add to their RIS and PACS. Now, the certification and testing bodies aren't in existence yet. They'll be announced next month in September of 2010. And so you need to keep track of this, and that's why the website we'll be able to keep monitoring what it is that's certified and what's not. So, like I said earlier, that'll probably get you about maybe 50 to 70% along your way toward meaningful use of the certified components, but you'll still probably have to look at other technologies, typical components of EHRs, to be able to enhance the functionality in your department or at your imaging centers to be able to be eligible for meaningful use.
Fantastic, and it sounds like listeners should check out that site to get more information on this, and we thank you for your time.
Sure, thank you very much.